Hey, Sean. Yeah, when you start that clapping, you quickly realize that you gotta keep it up. You know? Once you start the clap, it's like, oh fuck, I started the clap, now I gotta keep the clap. Am I gonna stop the clap? I'm gonna keep the clap. No one else is clapping. All right, look. I'm gonna play you guys a cover song here. I imagine once it gets going, you'll know what it is. And if you get upset for any reason, if you don't like the lyrics, if you don't like this song, I want you to blame Becky, okay? Blame the Indigo Girls sound person, Becky. Because this was her idea. I'm doing it for her. So, on around like 2007, 2008, who knows anymore? I mean, who are we? You know what I mean? Are we dead? Are we alive? Are we having the upside down? I don't know. All right, so I got a call from an old publicist friend, and he was like, hey, and let me just preface this by saying, this was when I was in my season of yes. I was like, I was trying to break through some resistance, and so I was like, I'm just gonna say yes, and then I'll figure it out later. Yes, 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 I'll do it, yes! I'm gonna push myself. So he calls me, he's like, hey, I'm doing a Snoop Dogg tribute album. Would you maybe wanna do a song? I was like, yes! And then I hung up the phone and I was like, oh no. I really think the only one I know is Gin and Juice, and surely someone has taken that. Someone has chosen Gin and Juice. Alas, they had not. So I chose it. And I just thought, well, if I'm gonna cover a Snoop Dogg song, it better be the singer-songwriter-iest version of a Snoop Dogg song that ever was. So I present to you that very thing. Please sing along if you know the words. So much time.
Fucked
Tosh. What? Blame it on Becky. Well, I think Becky was right. I think that was a wild success. Thank you, Becky.